Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh, the catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second, the first baseman, Ty Klein. Batting third, the right fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Frank Johnson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley takes first base on ball four. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball four. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball towards right. Spangler settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Spangler. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 1 in the game. Cline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dietz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 2 in the game. Cline hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins fires to first and has Mays trapped. There's the throw to Beckert, who tags Mays for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo moves to third. Dignan pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spangler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 1, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.